Hubbard was a science fiction writer. He lived on a boat with only young boys and got busted by the feds numerous times.
Church of Scientology?
Hello?
Hello.
How's it going?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good.
Who's this?
What do you do?
Huh?
What do you do?
What do we do? We do, courses, counseling. We have books. A lot of people read books on Scientology to help them with their life, stuff like this.
You seem to me to be a very honest and straightforward individual.
Yes.
Do you torture small animals?
Not at all.
Is that the truth or a lie?
That's absolutely the truth.
Do you agree that you smoke pot?
No.
Maybe.
Do I agree with what?
Do you agree that you smoke pot?
No, I don't.
Is that the truth or a lie?
That's absolutely the truth.
Do you judge the rest of us, the non-beautiful people?
The non-beautiful people? That sounds like a media line.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Are you avoiding reality?
Hello? Yes, am I avoiding... It sounded like you were going to finish your question. Are we avoiding reality? I think we're probably the ones that are confronting reality for the most part.
That's a load of crap. This is an eat what you kill world. If you don't kill something, you just don't go eat what he killed.
Okay.
Right now, you're really playing the victim. I think you like being a victim because it's easier for you to rebel. I'm talking to you about the only person in this world you control, and that's you.
Correct.
Tell me how you feel about that.
What? Who is speaking? Like,
Dr. Phil.
Dr. Phil?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you taking medication?
Absolutely not.
Are you avoiding reality?
Listen, if you're not interested in finding out about Scientology or actually, like, getting some real information but just throwing questions at me, I'm going to end this conversation.
That's okay.
Okay.
Well, let me ask you something.
I'm done with this conversation.
I want you to start living as a gay woman. Tell me how you
feel
about it.
Have you found that that's the ideal way to live?
Yeah.
Okay.